High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Selwyn Schwartz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, and you, Howard?
I am well, thank you. Yossi says, my wife's horrified that that last track has grown on me. Good, good, Yossi. I think that's the way to go. So it's always an interesting question. Today's International Shower Day. I have no idea why we need a day to note showering. One would have thought that bathing or showering should be something that should be for every day. But what is interesting for me is that in winter, especially on the Highveld, with our air so dry, the amount of time we spend in a shower, showering, bathing, does have an impact on our skin, doesn't it?
Correct. So, Howard, in terms of that we live on the Highveld, the air is very dry. One has to limit the amount of time one spends in water. And obviously, the hotter the water, the more it strips the skin. So generally, showering is a better option than bathing, but there are always exceptions in medicine to every rule. And one of the options where I say exceptions is where you use a moisturizer in the bath to moisturize the skin. But what I would advise people in general is to limit showering to less than 10 minutes, to not use excessively hot water, and to use an option to use a moisturizing body wash and then to moisturize afterwards.
So all of a lot of those shower gels and things like that leave your skin very, very dry afterwards, don't they?
Correct. So if you use the right pH and we use products that are made for more sensitive skin, because most products are tested, and less fragrance products, then it usually works well. And I'd also limit it to areas that tend to get dirty. So we want to use, obviously, we want to wash faces, hair, we want to wash groins, armpits, those sort of areas. But areas that don't really get dirty, one can really just moisturize. So you don't have to use soaps and detergents and that sort of thing on those areas, unless you've worked up a sweat or been dirty.
Right. So what do you mean by that? Do you mean the non-soap type of washes?
Correct. So I would go maybe with a non-soap wash. Or often one can use a body conditioner or a shower oil if you've got a dry type of skin, or there's emulsifying ointment, those sort of ointments, which one can use in the shower as a rinse-off conditioner, almost like one uses conditioner in your hair. One can use a sort of conditioner on your body as well. So to stop the stripping off of the layers on the skin, because we produce sebum on our skin, which is the oil that we produce on our skin. And that oil keeps our skin moisturized. And if we strip it off with hot water or being in water for too long, then we lose the protection on our skin. And it's almost like if you imagine roof tiles. Mm. One gets cracks in roof tiles and then you'd get a leak in the room underneath. It's the same thing. If you get a crack in your skin or breaks in the skin barrier, that's when one tends to get eczema, infections, and those sort of problems in your skin.
So it really is much better just to, especially during winter, right? When we get to summer, this changes, or is this a healthy approach to use all year round?
I think it's a healthy approach in general. In summer, it does change because in South Africa, we've got summer rains, so it does change. But we also see a lot of people who overshower and overwash. So we've got people who shower like 2-3 times a day or lie in baths for excessive periods, and that strips the layers of the skin. For people who aren't really active or people who aren't outdoors so much or if they've got psoriasis or eczema, we want to limit the amount of time that they wash and really limit it to areas that need to be washed, and because otherwise they're actually stripping the oil off their skin.
Mm. So, I mean, there was a lot of talk a few months ago about in the press about how often you should shower. Some of the celebrities saying, well, you don't need to shower every day. What is that? What is the thought on that?
Okay, so the thought in terms of that is people should probably wash daily areas, like we said, that tend to get sweat or areas which tend to get dirty. So definitely faces, body folds, those sort of areas. People who are active need to wash daily. There isn't a need to wash like 2-3 times a day. Often after exercise you should, because you don't want to build up bacteria on your skin. because that causes folliculitis and pimples and other problems. But generally, people with eczema, sometimes we can't try and get them to shower less or wash less, because otherwise it causes buildup on the it strips the oil layer, which is the protective layer on the skin.
And after we've showered or bathed, do you recommend in winter a moisturizer for your body?
Absolutely. So everyone should, especially in winter, and as we get older, we should be using moisturizer because our skin doesn't produce as much oil. And on the Highveld, definitely where we've got a drier climate compared to other parts of the world and other parts of the country. So definitely I would moisturize. One has to be careful what moisturizers we use. There's two types of moisturizers. There's occlusives, which basically seal in the moisture, like a Vaseline type base. Mm. And there's humectants, which actually add moisture to the skin, but dry out the surface. So something like aqueous cream would actually be a vanishing cream, and it actually dries out the surface of the skin, so it actually is not a good moisturizer. So one wants a combination of both, because you don't want to just have like an occlusive on top of the skin, which doesn't penetrate the skin and which will just cause pimples and problems on the surface. And at the same time, you want to add moisture into the skin. So you want a combination of both. And also something non-fragrance, which would cause irritation.
Right.
Or problems to certain people.
So when we're looking at it, when we're standing at that aisle at Dis-Chem, which has got 4,000 different moisturizer, what is it that we are actually looking for?
So there are certain buzzwords we'd use in products. There are certain products like which contain sodium lauryl sulfate, which probably they dehydrate the skin and are irritants to the skin. There are certain ingredients that we're trying to avoid, which are harmful for the skin, and we know are harmful for nature, like parabens. But at the same time, we want something like with certain buzzwords like Cetamacrogol, which is a good moisturizer for the skin. Often you'll see products are dermatologically tested. There's certain brands that I would recommend. Obviously, I can't say the names, but those are the products we'd go for. Usually, dermatologically tested products which are recommended, and probably non-fragrance. All those smells and usually irritate. And I know we like the smells, but it's probably better not to go for those.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a sucker for those. Anything with a little bit of a fragrance, I think, has got to be better than something without the fragrance. I'm really, really just such a victim of advertising. It's quite unbelievable. But you say for that type of thing, rather avoid it because it can irritate your skin.
Absolutely. Unless you're a kind of person who can handle it in your skin, but I would preferably avoid it and use something reasonably bland, not a vanishing cream like an aqueous base, not anything too thick like a Vaseline base, but something just nice and moisturizing. And usually you can feel that it's added moisture to the skin. As I said, also a good option is to use shower oils or bath oils by one of the medical brands. Also a good option to use on one's skin.
Dr. Selwyn Schwartz is a healthcare practitioner specializing as a dermatologist, talking to us about the best way to bath or shower, especially at the moment in winter.